So anytime you have coughing, you could have the lungs creating more ACE enzymes along with the kidneys. Your lungs start to get weak. You don't absorb as much oxygen as you need. Your blood suffers and you're not having enough oxygen in your blood. Your kidneys are basically telling the whole body, hey, there's not enough oxygen in the blood. And you start coughing and getting more air in, trying to get more air in. And when you have coughing spells and you want to absorb more oxygen, now you know why. The heart starts to suffer. It doesn't have enough oxygen.
Welcome back to the Ancient Health Podcast, where we educate you on real health solutions that will help transform the way you live, feel, and overcome disease naturally. I'm your host, Courtney Versage, along with Dr. Josh Axe and Dr. Chris Motley. We're so happy you've joined us. Let's dive into today's episode.
Are you ready to experience a quantum leap in your well-being? Introducing Quantum Upgrade, the ultimate solution for tapping into the healing power of quantum energy. This research-backed service harmonizes your energy, balances your body, and neutralizes harmful EMF frequencies. Easily activate and control from your phone or computer, customizing your experience with different levels, powerful boosters, and frequencies like Inner Peace or Olympic Performance. And it works worldwide. It sounds wild, but it works. Tested rigorously by independent institutes and doctors, Quantum Upgrade shows positive results, improving blood cells and reversing stage 1 and 2 blood clotting in placebo-controlled double-blind studies. But that's not all. Recent research has also revealed a 20 to 29% boost in ATP production, a total game changer for enhancing your body's overall energy levels. Now guys, to experience this for yourself, we're offering a free 15-day trial with code ANCIENT at quantumupgrade.io. Don't miss out on the quantum revolution. Quantum Upgrade, bringing high consciousness energy to transform your life.
Hey friends, Dr. Motley here with the Ancient Health Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the aggravating dry cough or the hacking cough, where you feel like there's always something that's tickling the back of your throat. If you've noticed this on yourself or somebody else where they're going consistently, or they have a small dry cough, and sometimes they could have a productive cough, but if it's happened chronically, it can give you implications of something that could be going on at a deeper level. So in this podcast, I wanted to talk about the cough's relationship to the kidneys, the lungs, your stress, and that it could have more serious implications. Now, not to sound alarming or say that you're sick or have a heavy sickness because of it, but it can give us an indication that there are things that need to be repaired, because this will definitely help the strengthening of your cardiovascular system and your heart. Because in Western medicine, one of the main conditions they talk about your heart being fatigued is a cough. Now, there are other ways that other practitioners could give you an explanation of why you would cough. I'll give you, in my opinion, many of the Chinese medicine perspective. But if you are having this cough, it could tell you that the heart could be suffering or imbalanced because of its relationship to the kidneys. So let's discuss what we can do as well to help with the coughing mechanism, to help remedy that. Now, A, why is it important for me to even talk about this? The reason being is because I work on patients with kidney dysfunctions and malfunctions all day. And the kidneys are probably one of the main battery sources in your body. Imagine the kidneys being your battery. And every night when you go to sleep, every time you do something relaxing, every time you go outside and take your shoes off and you ground, you are basically encouraging or inviting electrons up through the earth, these negatively charged ions, and pulling it through your feet. And they go up through the kidney meridian, up the inside of the legs. And if you guys are watching me on YouTube, I have my little Chinese medicine doll, but right here at the bottom of the feet, and it goes right up the inside of the leg, and it'll go right through the kidneys all the way up past your heart. That's called the kidney meridian. Now, with this, you are going to be charged up every day. And kidneys, if they are fatigued, will not hold a charge. It's like having a bad battery on your smartphone. The energy goes out quicker, and then you cannot hold on to the charge. And at times, that charge, if it cannot transfer up through the spine, it can't help the heart. So let's do a small background on the lungs and the kidneys. We are in a stressful society, and we are consistently in stress where we're always running on cortisol and adrenaline. Now, this affects your blood pressure, correct? Now, one of the things we have to study, and I want you guys to write this down, is called the renin, R-E-N-I-N, angiotensin, and aldosterone pathway. We say that when you have a dry hacking cough, that is indications that there is kidney fatigue and imbalanced. Why would it make you cough? It's connected to the kidneys, because that's more of your lungs or your bronchioles, and I understand that. But in the body, there are ACE genes or ACE enzymes that are produced by your kidneys and your lungs. All right. So if you have these ACE genes slash enzymes, because they're interchangeable, the ACE gene or enzyme, it is responsible for taking a chemical known as angiotensin 1 and converting to angiotensin 2. Why is that important to us? Because angiotensin 2 helps us to do what? Raise our blood pressure. So your liver creates this compound called angiotensinogen. And basically, your kidneys will produce renin, which is a hormone that tells the liver that, hey, I need some help. My blood pressure has dropped. I don't want my blood pressure to get too low. So the kidneys will produce this chemical called renin, and that will activate or basically get the body to help produce angiotensinogen. So this angiotensinogen gets broken down to small compounds. And one of those compounds is going to be angiotensinogen or angiotensin 1. So you have angiotensinogen being broken down to make angiotensin 1. Now, when you have this first compound, you then use the ACE enzyme to break down angiotensin 1 to angiotensin 2. Angiotensin 1 is basically, not say harmless, it's pretty much basically inactive. So you have your kidneys telling the brain, telling the body that if the blood pressure drops, because why? The kidneys are responsible for balancing your sodium and your potassium levels in your bloodstream. And it is very important because this regulation determines how you raise or lower your blood pressure. So if the kidneys understand, and we'll go over this mechanism, that there is not enough balance between the sodium and potassium in your blood vessels as to the opposed how much gets peed or urinated out, it will send the signal and say, I've got to do what? I've got to raise my blood pressure. We have to keep functioning. So after you have the angiotensin 1, we take that enzyme, ACE. It's very important, guys, because what are the tissues that produce the ACE basic enzyme? Your lungs, your cardiovascular system, your kidneys, your arteries. And there's a few more organs, but I want to focus on those. And that's why we've had recent scares in the past few years about COVID and about viruses, because what do? Those viruses attack and affect the ACE receptor sites, the ACE enzyme. And so where are they found mostly? In the lungs, the kidneys, and the heart. So the viruses can, their spikes and their outer coating can stick to certain receptor sites or affect certain receptor sites on the enzyme, the ACE. So what we're saying basically, without getting too complicated, is that you could have your lungs or your kidneys or your heart easily damaged by that particular virus or any other viruses that are attracted to the ACE enzyme and even the receptor sites in the body. So you can have your blood pressure, you can have your vascular system, your lungs and pulmonary area, even your urinary kidney system affected by that particular virus or any other virus that's sort of geared to jump on that type of tissue. But what I'm saying is the ACE enzyme is so important because it's going to regulate how high or how low your blood pressure is. I just want you to see that different microbes, different infections can affect this enzyme from working properly. So the lungs and the kidneys, like we just talked about, and the cardiovascular system are producing this ACE enzyme. And so it's actively going out and taking angiotensin 1 and breaking it down to angiotensin 2. And that will cause vasoconstriction, vascular constriction, where basically the muscles of the arterial walls and the capillaries get tightened up, so it increases your blood pressure. Now, what this does is it causes your blood to retain more sodium and then pee out more potassium. That's what angiotensin 2 does. So you're going to hold on to more sodium in your blood and you're going to pee out the potassium. And when you have higher sodium in your blood, water will also infiltrate into the artery areas and increase the volume of the fluid within your arteries and your capillaries, which then does what? It increases your blood pressure. So sodium is there, it's too salty, and your body will infiltrate water into the actual vessel, and this increases the actual size of the vessel. Does that make sense? And so you're going to have higher blood pressure because you are being triggered by cortisol, adrenaline, and chronic stress. Now, chronic stress, you can have cortisol, adrenaline caused by many things. A bad relationship. An issue with parents, school, work. You could have a chronic sickness like infections, like bacteria, viral issues, any type of fungus or yeast. These stressors cause cortisol to increase and adrenaline because you want to fight or flight. And as you increase that, then your body is going to do what? It needs more blood volume. It needs to have more blood flow to the muscles so you can fight the problem, think about it more, or try to figure a way to get out. So if that's the signal, your kidneys will kick in and say, hey, I need to increase my blood pressure. Do you guys see the cascade? The renin is basically released, angiotensinogen is then broken down. You get the angiotensin 1, then the angiotensin 2, and then you get vasoconstriction, and then you get higher blood pressure. All from emotions. Now, one of the biggest things for this dry cough is the emotions of the kidneys. I know some people like when I talk about emotions, other people don't. They like the chemistry behind it, but the chemistry is definitely intertwined with the emotion. When your body is under stress of cortisol, one of the biggest things that your body will produce as well is called aldosterone. And aldosterone is created by the adrenals to signal to the kidneys below, because the adrenals sit right on top of the kidneys, and tells the kidneys, you're going to need more blood pressure because I am undergoing so much stress. So the adrenal glands produce aldosterone. It produces cortisol, it produces adrenaline, noradrenaline, and as the kidneys start to react, we look at a couple things. So the tissue of the kidney is going to respond by helping you retain more sodium. Now, this is connected also to the lungs. So if you're going underneath chronic stress, you could have emotions of fear or dread. You could have fright. So the kidneys in Chinese medicine deal primarily with hidden fears. So if you're afraid of something, your adrenaline kicks up, right, guys? And it tells your kidneys to produce more aldosterone. And that aldosterone helps increase your blood pressure so you can run from the problem or fight it. So if the adrenal glands keep kicking on and keep making your kidneys tired, it will wear out your kidneys and your adrenals if you consistently have fight or flight. So you have the kidneys going crazy over here because the adrenal glands are basically signaling to you, to the body, saying, okay, we have a stress indicator. We have environmental stressors, internal stressors, relationship problems. The fear can keep you feel like you're keeping you in a frozen state. So the kidneys and the bladder are paired meridians in Chinese medicine. If you ever feel like you can't move forward in life, if you feel stuck or you feel like you're being left behind because everybody else is moving so much faster than you in life and so much quicker, that is definitely an indication of kidney imbalance. Why? Psychologically, if you feel like you can't move forward, you're going to be higher blood pressure. You're going to start wearing out the kidneys. Also, you may not see it if you're listening to this podcast, but in your low back around the flank area, that area where you can reach back, you know, sometimes you're standing up and you put your, you wrap your hands around your own rib cage or right at the very low end of your rib cage, and you put your thumbs into that little space up there. They call it the flanks, where the kidneys reside, and you press in and it's really tired and tender. That, my friends, is a kidney point. And when you get the kidney points and you get those tender points always showing up, that means that the muscles around that point can actually get tired as well, which is the hip flexors, known as the iliopsoas, around L1, L2, L3 vertebra. So the vertebra and the muscles get tight from your kidneys working overtime, because there's nerves in the kidneys, and they're connected to the kidneys, of course, and they're intertwined in the arteries and veins. And they also connect to the iliopsoas muscle in the L2 area, right here, right where you put your thumbs in to relax your back. So that's naturally going to make you feel stiff, going to make you feel like you cannot move forward. And when you cannot move forward in life, it's going to make you feel like you're stuck, you're paralyzed. Now, if you feel paralyzed in life where you can't move forward, then that's the psychology behind it. Then your physiology feels like you can't move forward. So you literally feel like you're stuck. I can't move forward in life. My hip flexors are tight. My iliac areas are tight. My pelvic bowl's tight. I can't go forward. So I'm fearful. I'm afraid. Now, when this kicks in, it also affects the lungs. The reason being is because, remember, the lungs and the arteries, they all produce ACE. Enzymes. That is why when the kidneys are being kicked on, you can have dehydration causing mucus up and down through the throat. But you're basically challenging those ACE enzymes that are being produced heavily within the esophagus and the lungs and the bronchial areas. So you'll start naturally coughing because your lungs are getting fatigued. So you're starting to produce ACE enzymes at a higher rate, trying to increase your blood pressure because you're chronically in stress. And so if you were raised in a home that was fearful, or had experiences young with trauma that you're fearful, or there was times where you felt stuck, that can cause the kidneys to keep kicking on, and the lungs, and the heart. So you start coughing, because your lungs are working overtime. The kidneys then also are responsible for putting that chi, the energy, up through the triple warmer. Now, let's not get complicated. The energy that goes to the kidneys, we talked about the grounding energy, those negative ions, they are also being pushed up through the spinal, through your bones, the spinal cord, or spinal canal, and the vertebra, up into the heart space. Literally, transferring electrical energy up through the spine, up to your heart. The kidney meridian actually runs right up through the center of the body, up through past the heart. So anytime you have coughing, you could have the lungs creating more ACE enzymes along with the kidneys. Your lungs start to get weak. You don't absorb as much oxygen as you need. Your blood suffers and you're not having enough oxygen in your blood. Your kidneys are basically telling the whole body, hey, there's not enough oxygen in the blood. And you start coughing and getting more air in, trying to get more air in. And when you have coughing spells and you want to absorb more oxygen, now you know why. The heart starts to suffer. It doesn't have enough oxygen. And so you also, there are certain layers, certain tissue within the kidneys that have the same cell type as the heart pericardium. So anytime the kidneys suffer, the muscles around the heart suffer. So you have this huge cascade. You have the kidneys being adjusted. You have the lungs being weakened because of the overproduction of cortisol and aldosterone by the kidneys and the adrenals. So you have this perfect storm, this cascade occurring. And as the cascade is occurring, remember, you're going to have fears and you're going to have grief and you're going to have some sadness because those are the emotions that have to do with the kidneys and the lungs. When you start to have the coughing that's happened for many, many years, you start to see, did I have fears back in those days? Did I have paralyzed will? Did I have grief? If that's the case, then you know you initiated a stress response. And that's why you don't ever underestimate the amount of emotions that's in your life and in your body that has to do with fear or grief or sadness and how it causes that effect on your adrenals and your kidneys. So now you see that it affects the lungs and it affects the heart. And that's where you get this chronic dry hack. That's why they say in Western medicine, coughing can be a sign of the heart issues. And it's a really, really cool system that you can understand. But as we start to clean out the kidneys and start to adjust the stress, we then start to see that you're going to have more time in your body, that there's going to be a healing cascade. And that healing cascade will get the adrenals and the kidneys to slow down. And that will stop triggering your lungs from producing more of the ACE enzyme. And then you'll start to see that the lungs will get better and the heart as well. That is an explanation of why the dry hacking cough occurs. What do you do about it? Well, we know that, you know, stones and sludge can get into the kidneys. If you get chronically tired adrenal glands, and you're also always in constant stress, and you've had UTIs or kidney stones, they're directly related. So if you get the kidneys cleaned up, you'll start to strengthen them, and they'll retain proper amounts of the enzymes and the minerals. They'll help the exchange in a healthy way of sodium and potassium. If you get your stress life under control, you won't need as much ACE because you won't have to convert that angiotensin 1 to angiotensin 2 to make vasoconstriction. So it really does have to do with your stress levels, your emotional state. I know there's a long explanation, guys, but I wanted to show you the implications of something such as a dry cough. Clean up the kidneys. You may not be able to see it, but I love this product. It's called Reishi Supreme by Supreme Nutrition Products. Mushrooms are so good at cleaning out the kidneys. I love kidney formulas in Chinese medicine. I even like glandulars, but I love reishi mushroom to clean the kidneys. Another one I like to add in for most patients is Vital Guard Supreme, which is chrysanthemum. To me, it has a clarifying effect on the kidneys. It really cleans out the kidneys so well. And I'm really, really a proponent of using that with reishi mushroom together to bring strength to the kidneys and to cleanse them out. And one of my all-time favorites is Hawthorn Supreme. There are reports that Hawthorn has been able to help with viral infections such as cold or flu viruses, even COVID, even RSV. I don't say it cleans it or clears it, but it helps with the repair of your blood vessels and your lung tissue. And Hawthorn cleanses the arterial system so well and helps clean up the receptor sites for the ACE enzyme, and it helps with cleaning up anything that's corroded or sticking to the blood vessel walls, i.e. viruses, mold, fungus, yeast, bacteria. So look into these three, Reishi Supreme, Vital Guard Supreme, and also Hawthorn. One thing I think that when we look into cleaning the kidneys, you're going to start noticing that your cough will go away. I had a patient that always had a dry cough, and he still does. And I knew about this relationship, and I asked him about his kidneys. He says, no, I don't really have any problem with urination, but he kept having it. I said, well, if your heart's checking out okay in your lungs, let's go get your kidneys checked. And with an ultrasound, they found that he had a small tumor in the kidney, but he's had it for a long time. That kidney was overworking, and it's a clear indication of that stress from the aldosterone and from the indications of the body for that kidney to kick in and keep bouncing sodium potassium. But his personality type is definitely one of those individuals that always wants to keep things moving forward. I always want to go forward. I always want to make sure that I'm ahead, not in a prideful way, but in a good personality type where they're just like, I'm driven. Well, we started working on the kidneys and he is getting better. His cough's gotten a lot better. But just for us to look at a cough that's coming around, people always say it's just allergies or it's just, you know, it's just I get this every year or I have certain times of the year where I'm always coughing. Look into the kidneys. Look at the kidneys and kidney function. Also look at lung function and know that chronic stress and or chronic infections within the lungs or kidneys could cause the disruption in this renin, aldosterone, angiotensin pathway. So now we have the three herbs. Another thing that you can actually help with your kidneys and vasoconstriction is to make sure you just keep cleaning out the vascular system. And I just think that hawthorn is one of the best ways. Sodium and potassium pumps, they need to be healed. I think that whenever you start to get the kidneys back online, you start to increase with multi-minerals. I like Reacted Multi-Minerals by Orthomolecular. It's one of my favorites. And your kidneys, as they get better, will allow you to have even a better chance of absorbing minerals at a more efficient capacity. I know this was a lot of info, guys, and I've kept you on here, but I just wanted you to know that you can increase your vascular system, like the oxygen retention. You can heal your arteries, get out of that arteriosclerosis. You can get out of that hardened arteries area, not only with like nitric oxide synthase or NOS supplements, but also this supplement regimen I just talked about. You don't have to take every single one of them. Just find the one that resonates with you and research them at Supreme Nutrition Products. So we know that we're going to have to clean up those kidneys to help your dry cough, but try it out. Let me know if you like this kind of information, because I've had so many people coming in with a cough that lingers even after they've had COVID or RSV. And yes, you have to keep cleansing the virus out. I like Woad Supreme or Chinese Isatus, WOAD Supreme. It's a really good antiviral. But we're talking about this cough that never goes away. You cannot forget the kidneys. You cannot forget the lungs. But if we get the kidneys rolling, you're going to see a big, big resolution. So, guys, let us know if you like this. Please like and subscribe if this is the kind of content you want. Please drop us a comment in the comment section. And I want you to see if this is something that's always plaguing you and to look and dig deeper to see if there's any hidden fears or any paralyzed will. And if there are, you need to research and find pathways, especially in the kidney meridian, to start to release those emotions. We do a lot of different podcasts about different emotional release techniques. I do that on my membership as well. Look into like EFT tapping and even neurofeedback to help with release. Guys, until the next time, I'm Dr. Motley. I hope that you guys have a blessed day, a good day. And remember, heal those kidney ups and you can get rid of that cough. Talk soon.
Hey, Dr. Axe here. I want to say thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to like and subscribe the show so you don't miss a thing. Also, if you're in search of more natural health content, you can follow us at Health Institute on Instagram or subscribe to our newsletter using the link in the show notes below. Hey, thanks a lot and have a blessed week.